Okay, this is going to be a podcast done by myself, Brian Ainsbury, for the Ohio University Masters in Coaching Education class. This is Co-Ed 5901 Global Symposium in the summer of 2018. And in this episode today, we are going to be reviewing the book by Dr. Richard Light, called Game Sense, Pedagogy for Performance, Participation, and Enjoyment. And I'm going to give you a little synopsis of the book and give you things I liked about the book and things I maybe would have enjoyed a little bit better. And hopefully it will give you a sense of if you want to take the book out and read it for yourself and put it into your library to help you be a better coach. First off, basically the main thing in the book is game sense. It's an approach to be more athlete-centered in our coaching. And it looks at how to be a better coach and possibly a phys ed teacher, and puts the focus on the teaching of game sense to be the actual game or performance, where in the past, a lot of the old school coaches that actually I've had and Dr. Light has had have been ones that are more drill based, and getting you to work on your skills. But the key component of that is, can you translate that into a game sense? I myself coach high school basketball. I've been coaching for about 16 years, and I have found that the basketball coaching world has been quick to change to this style of athlete-centered and also performance-centered. It seems to me in America that soccer and basketball are heading in that direction, where the other sports are a little bit behind. But let's get back to the book. Dr. Light is, it starts off with the synopsis of the book is basically, he gives you his background in sports and education. What I like is he's pretty straight up and honest, and he admits he'd gotten into the academia side of sports pretty late, you know, after about 30 years of coaching and playing at the highest of levels. But there was one big event that he points out in the book that made him think about maybe doing things differently. And that was when he attended a keynote speech by Dr. Rod Thorpe while Richard Light was obtaining his PhD at the University of Queensland. And in his talk, Light then, after the talk, kind of questioned everything that he had learned in sports. He was high into rugby with his rugby teams, and he was skeptical at first about opening his mind to the talk by Dr. Thorpe, and he then got hooked on that new information and piqued his interest in TGFU, which is Teaching Games for Understanding. Teaching Games for Understanding and Game Sense are very, they're related in a way, and we'll talk about the differences a little bit later. The next part of the book gets into the two terms, TGFU and Game Sense, being at the time when Richard Light heard this speech, and in the past were pretty much used interchangeable, and there wasn't too much of a difference between the two terms. Sometimes, depending on the speaker, would use Game Sense, or someone would use TGFU, and what Light wanted to do was go into this game sense term that there was very little at the time written on. So that piqued his interest, and Thorpe's speech were the inspiration to basically write this book on Game Sense. The book goes on to talk about other original interests in TGFU and how many coaches like the idea. TGFU is an inquiry-based approach to games where play of a game is taught before skill refinement. This approach has encouraged debate between teaching the game with many examples of in-game scenarios versus being mostly a drill. A drill-inspired practice. So basically what happened is he then goes on to research and realize that the game sense approach is a lot more beneficial to not only himself as a coach and becoming a better coach, but also his athletes. I can give you an example here, even though I'm doing this podcast on my own, so I'm trying not to ramble too much, but I want to give an example of how it would be used in one of my basketball practices. So in the game of basketball, we have many skills in dribbling and shooting and setting screens and passing the ball, catching the ball, and all that. But if I was just to take a regular practice and do skill work the whole time, the old school approach would be to get in a line, a straight line, linear, and to basically dribble out and do different moves. Now, a more game sense approach would be to place one of my players in at the top of the key and have him work on his moves, but put that element of something that would happen in the game. Well, in the game, you're going to be dribbling against defenders. So now I set one player at the top of the key with the ball, one player guarding him at the top of the key, and then I have him go and do a performance or, you know, a routine of skills where he's trying to get by that defender. So it gives a better sense of, hey, this is what's going to happen in the game. Everything isn't programmed, and we're not robots or machines. We can also add in another defender, and that gives a better approach, because how many times in a basketball game is it just a one-on-one? Many times it's five-on-five, obviously, because there's 10 players in the court. But in different schemes, we like to do these small-sided games where we'll play two-on-two or three-on-three to simulate action. And then, obviously, I'm a firm believer in my practices to go and make sure we have enough game experience, so we do a lot of up and down five-on-five scrimmaging, and we can stop them at times to explain maybe certain things that we want to work on. The rest of the book, what I really liked about the book is Richard Light basically talked about his vulnerability and his truthfulness in the games, in the game of rugby, and in his coaching, and what his philosophy is, because he was man enough to admit, hey, I've been coaching for 30 some, or playing and coaching for 30 some years, and I thought I was doing a pretty good job. And then I listened to this Dr. Thorpe, and he tells me and says some things that make me kind of step back and look at and say, you know, can I do things better? A lot of older coaches kind of are in that program of, well, this is the way we do it. It's not broke. Why do we need to fix it? But Light had a open mind to this, which I appreciate, and I think that's what makes coaches better coaches out there. So he wasn't afraid to look back and say, well, maybe I should have done things different. So he gave a background of all the theories that helped shape game sense, so that the reader, myself going into it and not knowing much about game sense, the term, you don't have to go and buy, you know, two or three books on game sense and I'm sorry, not GameSense, but the other theories that were similar to GameSense and research those. It was a pretty easy read in terms of, no topics were too complicated. Everything, tied into the coaching and how people learn. So I appreciated that. Also, his examples, he actually had, which is hard to find in a lot of published books, is he has specific examples for certain sports. And not only that, I was hoping and crossing my fingers that he'd have some basketball examples, and he did. So not only did he have basketball examples, but, I mean, almost every sport, Australian football, soccer, field hockey, netball, cricket, softball, ultimate frisbee, volleyball, touch football or touch rugby, and Oztag, which I wasn't familiar with Oztag before I read this book by Dr. Light. What I didn't, or actually, it's hard to come up with things that I did not like about the book, but the diagrams were definitely helpful in these books. The diagrams were, when he went in to talk about examples of game sense applied to those sports I just came up with, he would have a diagram, almost like a, a play chart or a diagram in a field, and walk you through kind of the drills he was talking about doing. I shouldn't say drills; I'm so used to saying drills, but the activities in practice that he would do to be able to enact the game sense approach into players, and I enjoyed those because it made me understand the activity a little bit better, but I thought he could maybe go into a little bit better, and this is in a perfect world, selfishly in basketball, the diagrams I thought could have been a little more in-depth. But I think the point of him doing that was so people could help themselves better understand this concept. And he did do that. So... the other thing, I would like to see how other coaches' associations in the United States and across the world, I would like to see what they think of the game sense theory, or other popular coaches. Brad Stevens in the basketball world, coach of the Boston Celtics, Bill Belichick from the New England Patriots, just to maybe get their... pick their brains and see if they, most of these coaches are using game sense, but I don't know if they know the term and if they know that, Richard Light is the forefront of leading the literature and the charge for game sense, across the world. So it'd be pretty cool to see that. I know in the United States, USA Basketball is really into this theory of making sure that we are keeping the athletes centered in our practices and asking them during drills and for feedback. It's not just my way or the highway type coaching, USA Basketball. That association has gone the route of actually sending out a lot of information to coaches, and there's now coaching licensing, very similar to the soccer program, but not as intense, that coaches have to go through to get certified. And it's called the United States Youth Development Certification. And that has come about in the past 3 or 4 years. And it was kind of brought about by USA Basketball. The director of USA Basketball is Don Showalter, who I've had the privilege to work his camp about 4 or 5 times in Iowa in the past. So just to see that stuff come about has been pretty cool. I was also impressed that Light, went in the basketball section, gives a little bit of history, in particular talking about James Naismith, the founder of basketball, and you know, he could have just simply just went into the activities, but he gave a little bit of background. Activity one in the basketball section was tag ball, and I thought this was great because it's something that we've been doing at basketball camps, or I've been doing, and I grew up going to the camps where you're dribbling around and someone else is going to try to tag you. It's an elimination game, which you did point out that it is an issue. So in an elimination game, if you get tagged, you're out. So what happens at the end is you usually have the superior players left at the end of the activity. Now, that's great, and those kids are getting better, but most of the time we need to make our team better by improving the lower-level players and making them better also, because at some point they're going to have to help your team. So the lower-level players are getting tagged out first, and they're just sitting on the side. So what's a way we can get around that? Well, we can make, you know, once you get out, the first three guys out don't just stand and watch. They then get in their own dribble tag game where they're trying to get each other out. What I also liked about this book, it wasn't too long. I thought Light did a very good job. I mean, I did a little background on Light, and he's, you know, he's got a lot of published works, and he seems like looking forward to going to the symposium and hearing him speak. Seems like a guy that is pretty renowned in the rugby world, but he has a lot of things published out there, so he's definitely someone to look forward to at this weekend symposium. So all in all, I really, it opened my mind to game sense, and it's so much, you know, so in depth with all those number of sports and those exercises. So I think I would recommend this for any coach that is going to be trying to better themselves as a coach. You know, we call ourselves lifelong learners, and we're always going to coaching clinics, and I read a lot of books on basketball and leadership and things like that. But this game sense approach, which many of us are already doing, but we can always get better at it. I think it's a great book, and it's a variety of sports in there. It covers, I think, 10 or 11 sports. So you can look at that, and I think it's something that would make any coach open his eyes more to, you know, making sure my practices are more efficient, making sure I am actually being a coach that allows feedback and not just asking yes or no questions, but I'm asking open-ended questions to my players. Do you know why we're doing this? Do you enjoy this drill? What could make it a little bit more difficult? What do you think we need to work on? So it's a great book. I think I'm going to be a better coach for reading it, and I'm going to use some of the theories and insights in here. And I'm looking forward to seeing him talk in person. So thank you all for taking the time to listen. Game Sense, Pedagogy for Performance, Participation, and Enjoyment. Definitely a book I would recommend. And good luck to you guys, and God bless. Thanks.